Good morning. I'd first like to recognize and thank my co-authors listed here. So the National H1N1 Flu Survey, or NHFS, was used during the 2009-2010 influenza season and provided weekly national estimates of H1N1 in seasonal influenza vaccination coverage, intent of vaccination, opinions about the vaccines, and place of vaccination. NHFS and BRFSS data were combined to provide reliable national estimates of coverage in priority populations as well as state-based estimates. The 2009-2010 season was the first season that in-season influenza vaccination estimates were available. During this time, CDC received feedback about the usefulness of both timely and area-specific data available during the 2009-2010 season. In response to this feedback, CDC planned to use similar coverage assessment methods during the 2010-2011 influenza season, and the National Flu Survey, or NFS, was planned. The objectives of the National Flu Survey were to provide national in-season estimates of current and projected vaccination coverage, provide national end-of-season coverage estimates, provide national in-season and end-of-season estimates of knowledge, attitudes, and practices regarding influenza vaccination, evaluate the usefulness of in-season estimates for influencing national and local influenza campaigns, and evaluate the usefulness of local area data for local action. I will now discuss the methods of the National Flu Survey. The survey was conducted from November 1st through 14th, 2010, and again during March 3rd through 31st, 2011. Estimates reflect approximately the cumulative percent of persons vaccinated by the midpoint of the interview period. In November, that's November 7th. The sample was a list-assisted random digit dial sample of both landlines, 80%, and cell telephones, 20%. 21 samples were selected, and sample telephone numbers for the survey were selected to be representative for 20 local areas in addition to a national sample. An advance letter was sent to landline households for which the telephone number could be matched to an address, and the survey was conducted in both English and Spanish. Households were screened into the survey based on the presence of a household member 18 years of age or older. Cell telephone respondents were screened into the survey if they are a cell telephone-only household, i.e., they reported that they do not maintain a landline telephone in their house, or a cell telephone-mostly household, i.e., they maintain a landline but nonetheless make and receive most of their calls on a cell telephone. For the landline sample, the questionnaire asked for the youngest male 18 years and older currently at home. If there are no males at home, the questionnaire asked for the youngest female 18 years and years of age and older. For the cell telephone sample, the adult who answered the cell phone was asked about flu vaccinations. Additionally, questionnaires rostered all children in the household, and one child was randomly selected, and the adult respondent was asked about the flu vaccination status of that child. The questionnaire asked about receipt of influenza vaccinations since August 1st, 2010, intent to get vaccinated against influenza this season, place of influenza vaccination, doctor visits and recommendations for vaccination, respiratory illness since August 1st, 2010, opinions about influenza vaccination, including efficacy, safety, perceived risk of getting sick with influenza if not vaccinated, and acceptance of school-located vaccination. Opinion questions were asked on a 4-point Likert scale. The questionnaire also asked demographic questions about the household, the adult respondent, and the selected child. Other questions included medical conditions placing respondents at high risk for influenza-related complications, and whether the individuals worked in a healthcare setting. It also asked about contact with individuals at high risk for influenza-related complications. The 20 local areas were selected using the following criteria. Existing CDC-funded influenza programs, such as the Emerging Infections Program, geographic diversity, adequate population size, existence of school-located influenza vaccination programs, ability to utilize the data provided, and agreement to make mid-season changes to their influenza vaccination campaigns. This map shows the local areas selected in blue. Going from the northwest part of the country, my favorite, south, and then east, the areas selected are Seattle, King County, Washington, Fresno County, California, Los Angeles County, California, Maricopa County, Arizona, selected counties in New Mexico, selected counties in Colorado, Bexar County, Texas, Houston, Texas, selected counties in Arkansas, selected counties in Minnesota, Davidson County, Tennessee, selected counties in Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Washtenaw County, Michigan. And then this map shows the selected areas in the northeastern states. Starting from the bottom of the map and going north, they are District of Columbia, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York City, selected counties in Connecticut, selected counties in New Hampshire, in Cumberland County, Maine. Local areas reviewed and provided input during the development of the general questionnaire and could add two additional local area-specific questions to the questionnaire. They also aided in design of data tables. Data was analyzed and delivered to local areas on November 24th and are to be delivered on April 11th, 2011 for the March survey. I will now discuss some results from the November survey. This table shows influenza vaccination coverage and projected end-of-season coverage by age group from the November survey. The first column is the unweighted sample size, the next column, the percent of respondents already vaccinated, and the last column, the projected coverage. Projected coverage combines those already vaccinated and those answering that they will definitely intend to get vaccinated during the 2010-2011 influenza season. Whoops. I guess I can't use a mouse very well. Overall, data was collected from almost 47,000 individuals. About 33% of individuals were already vaccinated against influenza, and projected coverage was about 43%. Approximately 9,000 children were included in the sample. 31% of children were already vaccinated with a projected coverage of 43%. The 6 month to 4 year old age group that had the highest current coverage, 49%, and projected coverage, 59%, among children. About 34% of adults were already vaccinated with a projected coverage of 43%. ...18 to 49-year-olds with no known medical conditions that place them at risk for influenza complications, the newly added group for influenza vaccination recommendation had the lowest current vaccination coverage, 20%, and projected coverage, 27%. Individuals 65 years of age and older, the age group with a long-standing history of influenza vaccination recommendation, had the highest current coverage, 64%, and projected coverage, 74%. This slide, shown here by Dr. Setche in her presentation, shows the monthly cumulative influenza vaccination coverage by selected age groups of children and adults from the BRFSS and the NIS from August through November 2010. The blue arrows indicate the NFS estimates. As you can see, these estimates represent the coverage as of approximately November 7th. As you can see, all estimates obtained from the NFS fall within the estimates from these larger, more established surveys. This figure is not supposed to be here. This table shows adult influenza vaccination coverage and doctor visits and recommendations. As you can see, those that visited a doctor were more likely to already be vaccinated than those not having seen a doctor since August 1st, 2010. Those that had visited a doctor and received a recommendation were more likely to be vaccinated, 63%, than those that had not received a recommendation, 23%. In addition, those not having visited a doctor since August 1st, 2010, were also more likely to be vaccinated if they had received a recommendation, 49%, compared to those not receiving a recommendation, 17%. This figure shows place of influenza vaccination for both children, shown in green, and adults, shown in blue. Percent of respondents is on the x-axis, and place of vaccination is on the y-axis. Children were significantly more likely than adults to be vaccinated in a doctor's office, while adults were significantly more likely than children to be vaccinated in a pharmacy or drugstore, a supermarket or grocery store, or a superstore. This slide shows the adult influenza vaccination. No, it doesn't. I apologize. It's early for me. Regarding opinions about influenza vaccination, most respondents felt the vaccine was very or somewhat effective in preventing influenza and illness, and thought the vaccine was very or somewhat safe. However, most respondents thought their chances of getting sick with the flu if they do not get a flu vaccination were very or somewhat low. The two responses outlined in the red box here were combined for analysis presented in the next slide. This figure shows the opinions about influenza vaccination by vaccination status, vaccinated in blue and unvaccinated in gray. Each opinion question was asked on a 4-point Likert scale. Responses 1 and 2 were combined, and the percent of respondents are shown on the y-axis. Vaccinated respondents were significantly more likely than unvaccinated respondents to think influenza vaccination is very or somewhat effective. Vaccinated respondents were more likely than unvaccinated respondents to think influenza vaccine is very or somewhat safe. Vaccinated respondents were also significantly more likely than unvaccinated respondents to think they have a very or somewhat high chance of getting sick with the flu if unvaccinated this season. Summarize our results. 18 to 49-year-olds had the lowest current vaccination coverage, 20%, and projected coverage, 27%. Individuals 65 years of age and older had the highest current coverage, 64%, and projected coverage, 74%. The National Flu Survey estimates were consistent with estimates obtained from the BRFSS and NIS. Children were significantly more likely to be vaccinated in a doctor's office, and adults were significantly more likely to be vaccinated in a retail location. Doctor visits and recommendations were associated with vaccination. Vaccinated individuals were more likely to think vaccination is effective, safe, and that they have a high chance of getting sick with the flu if unvaccinated. In-season use of results from the National Flu Survey at the national level included National Influenza Vaccination Week, or NIVW, communication messages to help determine disparity areas for HHS Walgreens vaccination voucher collaborations, to brief ACIP and NVAC on coverage and projected coverage, communications with external partners such as the National Influenza Vaccine Summit, validate BRFSS influenza-like illness data, and were posted on the CDC website listed here called FluVax View. In-season use of results by the local areas included National Influenza Vaccination Week communication messages, press releases, Health Alert Network messages, outreach to providers, and communication with external partners. This study has several limitations. Vaccination status is self-reported and are not validated with medical records. Non-response bias may remain after weighting adjustments. The CASRA response rate for landlines was 34.8% and for cell telephones, 19.2%. So in conclusions, barriers among certain age groups still remain after the universal influenza vaccination recommendation. The National Flu Survey was a useful tool to provide timely in-season data. It was used to assess projected influenza vaccination coverage, to assess knowledge, attitudes, and practices, target education or outreach to certain populations, develop appropriate communication messages for National Influenza Vaccination Week, and communicate with partners. Next steps include, so the March survey will be concluding March 31st, 2011, which is today. CDC and states will receive results by mid-April. CDC will use results to shape messaging for the 2011-2012 influenza season, and we hope that local areas will do the same. An MMWR will be published early this summer 2011, on place of vaccination. And we will be doing an evaluation of the use of results by local areas to be completed at the end of May. And there will be further data analysis to determine predictors of influenza vaccination during the 2010-2011 season. I'd like to acknowledge these individuals for their help with this presentation, as well as the 20 local areas that were included in the survey. Thank you.